What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
Doesn't mean that Richard Sherman, some of the defensive guys, aren't being immature on their side,
yeah,
their own
come on,
side.
Come on, babies. Let's go.
But it does feel like there's a bit of a schism developing in Seattle that maybe started when Russell Wilson got that big contract. And
Schism. Okay.
How did you hear that out of that?
I just did. It just came through my head. Like, skeet some. What? Really? That's what schism? Skeet some. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talk Sports.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach.
Get them up! Get them out, it is Monday. B&E on the Horn. Show of the people, off we go. Early bird gets the worm. Glad you're up early with us. A lot to do over the next 4 hours of fun and conversation. We've got Jordan Spieth with a dramatic victory yesterday on the PGA Tour. Got plenty of baseball, the College World Series, down to the two teams. They'll get going tonight. We'll preview that. Also kind of an up-and-down weekend on the recruiting trail for Tom Herman in Texas. And so we'll dive in and talk some football as well on a Monday where it's going to be, again, kind of the rainy pattern continues after the blazing hot temperatures of last week. Scattered showers, 50% chance of rain today, only a high of 90. So we'll take that. Looks like a wet week, Mr. Godbolt.
Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend. It was really, really nice. I mean, the breeze yesterday and Saturday wasn't bad, and it looks like we're going to get more of that for the next couple of days. Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and, of course, all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you for the great job you do. It is appreciated. Thank you very much.
It was great. I left the station about mid-afternoon on Friday, headed to beautiful Corsicana, Texas.
Corsicana.
Yeah, which I'd never been to before and probably won't go back. But my son had a baseball tournament up there. They were playing a Central Texas tournament all over Central Texas. And, of course, you get all the way up there 3 hours, stay the night, rain out, the whole thing washed out. Because it'd rain like crazy through the Metroplex and just south through Waco and all through that whole corridor. Didn't rain as much here, but it was a gully washer, man, overnight and into Saturday. So, yeah.
Heck, I didn't know it was raining last night. What did it do this morning? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a good shot of rain yesterday. There were just patchy storms all over. Round Rock got rained out yesterday. Their game with Iowa got washed out. Oh, yeah, there were storms all over Central Texas yesterday. Not, like, completely covering, but obviously
right.
Pop-up storms and heat of the day type situation, and that certainly was the case over the weekend. I hope everyone had a great one. We'll talk about it with you, 447-3776. Also on the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. Yeah, if you're driving right now, there's slick streets and wet stuff on the ground. So
some big puddles out there, too. Be
absolutely,
careful.
Absolutely, yeah. So be advised. We'll keep you posted on that throughout the morning. But let's start this hour, as we do each, with news of the weekend, the news of a Monday morning. Ticket City Update Desk, we will start with golf. Haven't done that in a while. How about, well, we just did last week with the U.S. Open, but how about the roller coaster Sunday for former Longhorn Jordan Spieth playing the Travelers Championship in Connecticut. Had a two-stroke lead to start the day. Headed down the back nine with a three-stroke lead, but Spieth wouldn't make it easy on himself. Kind of lost the driver and couldn't make putts. Lost the lead. Finished 18, tied with the hard-charging Daniel Berger. Head to the first playoff hole. Spieth had a pretty lousy drive that hit a tree. Then in the his approach shot ended up in the greenside bunker some 60 feet away from the pin. And, well, that's when Jordan Spieth brought the dramatics.
Get
it! Right at it!
Oh!
Jordan
Spieth!
He's done it again! Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Unbelievable.
That was unbelievable. 60 foot out of the bunker, right in the cup for birdie. He gets the victory. Jordan Spieth becomes the only player, not named Tiger Woods, to have 10 wins on the PGA Tour before his 24th birthday.
Hit it right into that bunker, which I told Michael, look, if it goes in where we were earlier, that's fine. And if it carries, then great. And then from there, put the same kind of swing as the other bunker shot. I was just at a little different angle, and it took a little right bounce and a little cut spin, and it took the, you know, rolled with the hill. I jumped up and saw it coming down right on the pin, and I went nuts.
Tiger Woods won 15 times before he turned 24, but 10, not too shabby for Mr. Spieth. Major League Baseball, speaking of roller coasters, how about the Texas Rangers? They built a 7-0 lead yesterday at Yankee Stadium, thanks to long balls from Adrian Beltre, Sin-Shu Chu, and Drew Robinson's first Major League homer. And they had to hold on for a 7-6 nail-biter. They take 2 out of 3 on the weekend, though. Matt Bush punched out Gary Sanchez to end the game. Texas now heads to Cleveland for 4 with the Indians. Astros, meanwhile, improved to 29-9 on the road. They posted their 52nd win overall with an 8-2 win in Seattle yesterday. George Springer, Yuli Gurriel, and Evan Gattis all with long home runs. Houston wraps up a 6-1 road trip. They'll take the day off before hosting Oakland at Minute Maid Park on Tuesday. And at Round Rock, as we mentioned, rained out at Del Diamond yesterday. A game was called in the second inning. Iowa Cubs, there was standing water on the field, and there was a team travel curfew, meaning the iCubs had to catch a plane. So they headed out. That game will be resumed when the Express visit Iowa later this week. First up, though, they open a 4-game series in Nashville tonight, 7:05 right here on the Horn. College baseball, it's down to the final two. They're both from the SEC for the national championship. LSU facing Florida tonight in game one of the best of three series in Omaha. LSU beat top-ranked Oregon State twice to advance. Florida eliminated TCU on Saturday night. In 68 days till Tom Herman and his coaching staff coached their first game at the University of Texas, but they continue to make waves on the recruiting trail. This past weekend, there was some good news and bad. First, the good wide receiver Rondell Moore, 4-star prospect and the number one ranked recruit in the state of Kentucky, became the Longhorns' 12th commitment for the class of 2018. When he announced that he is going to play for the Longhorns, he was in Austin the weekend previous for the Texas Heatwave pool party. One of the fastest players in the class of 2018, has been clocked in the low 4.3s in the 40-yard dash, 10.7 in the 100 meters at Trinity High in Louisville. Horns also, though, lost a commitment. A wide receiver, Justin Watkins, 4-star player from Clermont, Florida, announced that he is reopening his recruitment, headed into his senior season. The Texas recruiting class currently sits at 11 for the class of 2018. And that's the news.
So they get a little speedster out of Kentucky who's 5'8".
Oh, man, 5'9".
He can slot
run.
Guy that can go.
Jeez, Lee, you watch his film. He looks like a young Ted Ginn, just the way he's not just fast, he's quick fast.
He's a punt returner, too.
Oh, yeah. And, you add one, you lose one for Tom Herman. And he and his staff continue to show they'll go across the country. And they've got commitments from California.
Kentucky.
They got the linebacker from some St. Louis, Missouri, Oklahoma.
Yeah, they're going after it.
And, the one thing you could say is if you're a Texas fan, what's your concern is there's not a lot of offensive or defensive linemen, which are areas the Longhorns are going to need help in. So we'll see if they can hit.
Yeah, they seem to be loading up on wide receivers.
DBs, wide receivers, quarterbacks.
Athletes.
They'll be good at 7-on-7.
Yeah. When they go to the state championship at 7-on-7, yeah.
But, yeah, they got to add some beef to that. Now, there's one offensive lineman. They had the defensive lineman, the kid committed out of Oklahoma. But
right.
Lincoln Riley swooped in and got him to switch that.
Got him back, yes.
So we'll see. 11 commitments, 68 days to the start of the college
football. Hallelujah.
Hi, just over 2 months, man. Look, glass half full, 68 days to the start of the college football season. But, yes, it is kind of the dog days. We've got Major League Baseball. We've got Jordan Spieth. What can you say? Jordan was bad down the back nine yesterday. It looked like he was going to cough up a 3-stroke lead.
Dude, he should have coughed it up on the playoff. That ball that hit that tree could have easily gone. If that ball goes left at all, it's over because it's out of bounds.
It's over.
Well, and it hits, and it comes right back in the fairway. And, I mean, it wasn't just like a single tree. It was up high into the branches.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was all over the place on the back nine. He obviously was, he gave up the lead, but he actually won this thing wire to wire. Remember, he was the clubhouse leader every night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And he went in, and you thought it was going to be Boo Weekly was going to be the guy. But here comes Daniel Berger, who didn't make the cut at the U.S. Open, but he had won the weekend previous.
Right.
In Memphis.
Good player.
So guy's playing well, and
he's like 24 years old.
He's a young guy. And, boy, just look for all the world. This is one where we thought we were going to come in and be talking about Jordan Spieth. What the hell's wrong? What the heck's wrong with him? He just fell apart, which happens in golf. But
dude, he almost won. He almost holed the first bunker shot out.
I know.
On the way up in 18.
No, he's so dramatic.
He missed like 3 footers. He missed 2 3-footers yesterday. I mean, like real simple.
Oh, yeah. Just
he was gripping a little bit.
Yeah.
With his putts.
Well, that happens when you can't sink those putts and you're not confident.
He kind of lost it on the back nine and ended up shooting even par for his round.
What
and
a
then,
shot.
And then makes 60 feet. Come on, man. And did you see the chest bump with his caddy, Michael Grower?
Oh, he was excited.
That was pretty awesome. And you heard it on the highlight. The crowd, he even talked about it. He said the ground was shaking. And that was like a college football atmosphere.
Yeah, it's like a stadium setting there.
Yeah, at 18.
At 18.
That was cool. That was a great tournament.
But that's good because they don't have many championship plays in New England. That's it. The Travelers is, I think, it New England.
Yeah, that course, from what I could tell, kind of halfway between, as they said on the broadcast, Red Sox and Yankees country, kind of halfway between.
Yeah.
Beautiful course in Connecticut. And that's the first time Jordan's played that tournament. And so now he'll be the defending champion when he goes back next.
So you know you'll be back. June. So you know how crowded that'll be next year.
Yeah. Well, that's good for golf. They needed a shot at that because really wasn't much on yesterday outside of the baseball. Where your Yankees were trying to trace down the.
They tried, but they couldn't Rangers. Do it. They gave it up the night before. And there's some good right now. The Astros on the road, 29-9, and
you're trying to change the subject, Buck. I see that.
Yeah, well, forget about my
Come
Yankees.
On, man.
I told you, it's time to fire.
No, I'm going to talk to the trash this morning.
Fire
finally
Girardi.
Win a series.
Hey, did he just do that? Usually, when I bring up the Astros, he changes it
right away.
Isn't it time to fire Girardi? Didn't I say fire that guy? It's time for him to go.
Playing with a bunch of 22-year-olds, man.
Hey, come on, Girardi.
BK's back and feeling good from his. How we feeling now? You got through your. Whatever it was.
Oh, I didn't know it rained this weekend, boys. I didn't leave my apartment one time.
Really?
From Friday after work until this morning.
That's
I had no clue.
You.
It rained.
It rained.
The weather was
it
like,
rained.
I don't know what's going on.
It rained in Corsicana. I know that.
Man.
Downpours.
You trying to my jelly?
No, I didn't try.
I still got
it here. I got to eat with some of these crackers here, man. I brought it here
this morning. Good, good. Good job.
But how certain were you that the Rangers were going to blow that lead yesterday?
Oh, very certain. Very, very certain.
Because the Rangers have done that all year.
That's, the bullpen. It just seemed like if there was one more inning in that game, the Yankees would have found a way to win. But somehow, some way, Matt Bush finally closed the door.
And you're right. Well, that's like Spieth. It felt like if there was one more hole, there was no chance. And then when he hit it in the tree, you're like, oh, geez. But, Rangers, Matt Bush got the strikeout, and see you later. So the Astros and Rangers both win.
I saw on the baseball channel. I watched the Dodgers.
Dodgers
that are hot.
You saw that comeback they had.
Oh my goodness, that lefty. Ooh. Who's the guy who's knocking all the home runs?
Cody Bellinger.
He is smooth. I mean, his home runs.
He's got a great swing, man.
He has a great swing. And the Giants have lost like 20 of 21.
Yeah,
well, Giants.
Remember Bumgarner got hurt on that motorcycle accident, so he's been out.
They are terrible.
They're not very good. Well, that division's really good though. Because the Dodgers right now are the best team in the National League. Colorado has been one of the sleeper teams and surprise teams of the sport, and Arizona has been really good. So I mean, you look at that division; they've got three teams pushing 50 wins, and the Dodgers are over 50 at 51-26, and they've won 10 straight. Arizona and Colorado are 48-47 wins. That division has been really, really good. And yeah, the Giants are getting beat up by a good division and their injuries. They're in last place. Behind San Diego, even in that division.
But yeah.
Yes, Dodgers are interesting. You know, if you're an Astro fan, you're thinking about the playoffs and can you make a run? That's a team that you may, if you end up in a World Series, you can't predict that. Obviously, long way between here and there. But that's a team that is putting it together. They can pitch with Clayton Kershaw at the top. Their closer Kenley Jansen's the best closer in the game, and this young Cody Bellinger has just
come up
and given them a jolt. Two more home runs. He's got 24 this year. And he's just a kid. I mean,
he makes it look easy, too, now.
Just an effortless swing. Really a good player. And Corey Seager, their shortstop, has been terrific. Yasiel Puig has actually
played. That's right.
Been
he's got a bunch of home runs.
Baseball. Yeah, so the Dodgers, with a comeback, they beat Colorado this weekend. But, they're fun. They're a fun team to watch. And kind of like the Astros, just a lot of young talent that can really play. And it's come together around a pretty good pitching staff. And, again, Kenley Jansen, their closer, just had his first walk of the season. And it's almost July, which is crazy. He's got a .83 ERA. You're talking about a lockdown closer. He is absolutely the definition of that. His first walk of the season came this past weekend.
Oh, he made up for it. He had an RBI double yesterday off of Greg Holland, who's like the second best closer in the majors right now on the Rockies.
Yeah, guy can hit too. Who knew?
Unbelievable.
Who knew? Guy can hit. But good baseball over the weekend. Got some golf with dramatics from Jordan Spieth, 60 foot out of the bunker. Rolls on in, and he wins the tournament.
And the dramatics will really come this week as free agency gets ready for the NBA. It's getting a little crazy now.
I know.
This is all about your cupcake guy. They're out to get him. Every team is now, they understand that, you know what, we can't just play basketball. we have to do something. We just can't get – we have to pretend like we're at least going to try to stop this group.
Yeah, here's a headline I saw, and this is the
Carmelo?
This says – here's a report that says, if bought out, Carmelo Anthony and Dwayne Wade are candidates to join the Cavaliers.
Wow.
See? I mean, is this ridiculous? I mean, is this what we're doing now? Where, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Obviously, so when you hear the word buyout in the NBA with their guaranteed contract, that means that the Knicks and the Bulls would have to pay a lot of money for Carmelo Anthony and Dwayne Wade not to be on their teams, and then they would be free agents and could sign anywhere for low contracts because they got paid on their way out. So, yes.
Yeah, Blake Griffin's opting out. So is Chris Paul. They're all trying to – we got to find places to go so we can beat these guys. We can't stay where we are. We suck.
We suck, yeah.
Yeah, we suck.
Well, you got to. But we'll see. Now, Blake Griffin and Chris Paul opted out, but both, according to insiders, are expected to re-sign with the Clippers because, again, they're the home team can offer them, in Chris Paul's case, like $50 million more than
anybody
else.
Yeah, I can't see him. He's the guy that I can't see. But everybody talks about him going with the Spurs. I don't know if you can leave $50 million sitting back there, can you?
It's a lot of million dollars.
Forget a championship. $50 million? I'm not going to leave that on the table.
Well, and again, as we talked about last week, if there's a hunch that maybe LeBron James joins the Clippers next year after his opt-out year of 2018, which is why we talked about could Crazy Dan Gilbert actually think about trading LeBron James this offseason to get ahead of him walking to L.A. next year to play for the Clippers. Who knows? Yeah, silly season is here.
Man.
Speaking of silly, they're going to finally start awarding the MVP and the major awards this week. I guess, obviously, the NBA wants to keep themselves on the front page all the way. But, they announce MVP tonight. I believe it's tonight, MVP, and it'll be on TNT. They'll make it a big deal, and there you go. So it'd probably be Russell Westbrook.
Anybody watch any 3-on-3?
No.
The 3-on-3 league?
I don't even know what that is.
Come on, man.
I did not watch 3-on-3 basketball.
Oh, with White Chocolate and AI?
Oh, yeah.
White Chocolate got hurt yesterday, man.
Oh, who's White Chocolate? What's his name?
Jason Williams.
Jason Williams. Jay Will.
Yeah.
Were you watching that, BK, one of your four TVs?
No, I'll be honest. I forgot this was on. I'm going to start watching this.
What channel is it
on? I will, too.
I don't even know, man. Looks like some sort of Fox Sports affiliate.
Yeah, I don't know what channel that
is. Little 3-on-3
hoops. I don't think I get that channel. I don't think I get that one.
I want to see AI play. That's all I want to see.
Allen Iverson?
I want to see if he can still play, man.
Does he practice?
No, he does not practice. He's a coach.
Clyde Drexler's coaching?
Yes. I mean, they got some of these old-timers, and they get into it now.
You know, I'm really bumming because this was supposed to be the first weekend we were going to have a watch party and watch Vince Young play for Saskatchewan.
That's right. He's supposed
to get our football fix.
Yes. No VY. Flipping stakes.
Flipping stakes.
The hell, VY? Come on.
Yeah. And by the way, the Rough Riders lost their opener to the Alouettes 17-16 over the weekend.
I watched some of this football on Friday.
You guys have Canadian TSN?
I watched TSN.
I've been looking all weekend. I can't find TSN.
I saw Saskatchewan. No, I saw the Red Blacks, or who are they?
The Red Blacks.
The Ottawa Red Blacks.
I saw them.
The Red Blacks. They played into a tie with Calgary or something.
They got some different lingo too for third, and you know they don't call it first down. They have some different lingo. I got to learn that Canadian football lingo.
You like that old school where they got the goal post in the middle of the field.
See, I don't like that, man. You better not go to the post there. I'm telling
Don't go to the post.
Don't go to the post there. That's the old fashioned NFL that used to be right on the line when guys used to run into that.
Heck, we were hoping the end of June, early July, we got Vince Young fever.
I know.
We'd be getting together to watch. The Rough Riders.
I'd be wearing my Saskatchewan jersey this morning.
Me too. Yeah, man. We'd be up there over at Doc's backyard hanging out, watching the game.
Come on, Vince.
Get a little football because we still got 67 days or whatever I said.
What if he heals 68? Up and one of those dudes gets hurt?
I don't know. We'd have to get Vince on the show. Ask him how that went. 7 o'clock, it says. FS1. It is. That's where they play the 3-on-3. Fox Sports.
You gotta check it out.
I'm not.
No,
I'm not,
man. Just check it out.
3-on-3 basketball, man.
Oh, BK is going to be glued to this sucker now. You know that.
Well, he's got 3 televisions and he's young. So you didn't leave the apartment one time?
Did not. Oh, sir.
I drove 3 hours to turn around and come back 3 hours. That was great. Great weekend. Didn't get to watch any baseball.
I snuck off to the track yesterday.
Shh. You went to the track?
Yes.
Shh. Why would you say that? There's like a lot of people listening to this
money
show.
From my buddy. Oh,
certain people don't know I headed off to the track yesterday, but it was good. Good day at the track.
Did you go down to Retama, or did you go out to your little secret one in Fredericksburg?
No. I went to Retama. Retama, $2 at Belmont Park, 2-1 over a 45-1 for a $2 bet for $164. And then at Woodbine in, I think Woodbine's in Seattle, at a $2 bet with a 13-1 over a 14-1, it played $393 at $2 bet. I was smoking. Then I had to jump in a car because I had to get back.
Had to sneak back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, sometimes you have to, where'd you go? Where'd you been? Oh, hey, quick trip down to Retama Park.
BK, something tells me we won't be talking about this at like the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, hell no. The other thing is,
we'll get this out now.
You and I, we got to go up to the Big 12. I'll be going up early on a Sunday.
It's the Big 12!
Lone Star Park, brother.
July 17th and 18th, I believe, yes. Monday and Tuesday for Big 12 Media Days.
We'll get to see some of the new coaches, right? We got to see...
there'll be a bunch of them. Matt Rhule.
Yeah, we see John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy, Lincoln Riley.
Oh, Lincoln Riley, I'm sorry.
You know, Lincoln Riley, yeah. Tom
bring
Herman.
Bring up JFK when you're going to Dallas. Come
oh,
on.
True.
Exactly.
That's
not
bad.
Exactly.
Bad move there.
Yeah, a lot of new coaches in what could be Cliff Kingsbury's final year at Texas Tech. So we'll get to see him. This could be the
oh, that's it. This
be
is
it for the good smelling
this
college.
It. This is it. If he comes out, if he doesn't get 8, bye. Cancel Christmas
eight
for
wins?
Him. He can't get 8 wins. There's not 8. They don't have 8
I don't
wins
know who their
in
quarterback
them.
Is. I mean, they were planning on Pat Mahomes being their quarterback again, and he left early and got drafted 10th overall.
Ah, Woodbine is in Canada.
Oh, nice.
Look at Jimmy Viking Vince. See you at Lone Star Park.
Oh man. All right. So there's your weekend in recap. We'll talk Jordan Spieth and I don't know how you win a tournament when you play that. I mean, he played great up until the back 9, and then it just kind of the wheels came off. But he still won this thing. He scrambled well. Down the back 9. He didn't make a bunch of bogeys. He just couldn't make anything. And next thing you know, here he is in a playoff. Got the Yankees and Rangers. You want George Girardi out? Seriously?
Yeah, I want Girardi out.
I don't understand that.
You know, we're talking about these young players. It's time to get a young coach in here. Girardi's getting too old.
You just don't like him.
It's just time for him to go.
Okay.
Certain times, you know, it's just a certain time. Bye, Girardi.
Bye, Girardi. All right, one other note from the weekend, and the good, the bad, and the ugly. You got to give some props to the SEC and some props to LSU. How about LSU beat Oregon State back-to-back nights?
That's hard to do, though.
That's an Oregon State team that only lost 4 games up until those. They lost 4 games the entire season. They were like 57-4, and LSU had to beat them twice. And you're thinking, man, if you're Oregon State, you feel pretty good about this, that you can win one of these two, and LSU won both of them. They come in red hot with their pitching. They'll face Florida tonight. That was a heartbreaker for TCU. They had a chance to do the same thing LSU did and beat Florida back-to-back nights. And just a heartbreaker for them on Saturday night. And TCU season ends in the Final Four. LSU and Florida will play for the national title.
I got a chance on Saturday morning to call the Big Uglies.
I saw that on Twitter. I was in Corsicana.
Because they were up. I mean, I was up at that time on a Saturday. I don't know why.
We moved the Big Uglies outdoors back an hour to 7-9. And how did that go?
It was good, man. It was good. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't think they do, but they have fun.
Kind of like us.
They just go. Those dudes just go.
It's kind of an open-air session, yes.
It really is.
And you called in. What did you guys talk about? Your chair?
I talked about my chair a little bit. Well, that's what Casey tweeted out. But we actually talked about fishing and this time of the year and what's good and what's happening out there right now.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, man.
All right, so good weekend. Hope you had one. We'll take the good, the bad, and the ugly. What'd you see over the weekend that was really good? What wasn't so good? And what was just downright ugly? We'll take those and have some fun on a Monday morning. Glad you're with us. It's being a 104.9 on AM 1260, also on 101.9 FM. Got to listen to that a little bit driving up to Corsicana on Friday afternoon. Also streaming on the new Horn app and always at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Monday on the Horn, being a muggy outside after some overnight showers and on and off rain all weekend long. It's going to be that way today. Scattered rain showers, thunderstorms, 50% shot of rain, 90 for your high temperature. It's cooling things down a little bit, but certainly is muggy out there. So that's how your Monday will get going. It's a good, the bad, and the ugly Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. As we kick it around, Jordan Spieth with a dramatic win at the Travelers Championship yesterday, 60 feet out of the bunker, an unbelievable celebration. That was good for golf. A little shot in the arm for Jordan Spieth. Also, good weekends for the Astros and Rangers. They take 2 out of 3 on their road series. Rangers from your Yankees. See you later. I was looking at the standings in baseball. It's pretty remarkable. You know, the Astros are 52-25. The high water mark for the rest of the American League is Boston with 41 wins.
Yep.
I mean, the Astros would have a double-digit lead over any division in the American League. They're up 13 games right now in the AL West, where Texas is tied with the Angels in second place, but 13 games behind. Astros would be double digits up in each division we mentioned over in the National League, you've got three teams in the National League West that are terrific. Dodgers, Diamondbacks, and Rockies, all 51, 48, and 47 victories. Nationals are a good team, 15 over 500. But the American League, pretty much everyone is just hovering at 500 or just above, which is going to create, you know, the Astros are going to win their division and be in the playoffs. The division champions, and, you know, as you get into July and August, are looking at the standings. That's what, I mean, as our friend Gene Watson, director of pro scouting of the Royals, said, in the American League this year, you're a good 10 days from being in the playoffs because no one is way out of it, and everyone is right in it,
right,
as far as those two wild card spots and, you know, the division. It's pretty remarkable. I guess you could probably take Oakland and throw them out. The White Sox are bad. But, boy, everyone in the American League is in it. Right, obviously, the Astros right now are the class of the AL. And I read that they don't look like Dallas Keuchel's even going to, you know, get back up on the mound until after the All-Star break. They're being very careful with Keuchel, who's been down with that pinched nerve in his neck. It almost seems more precautionary than anything because their lead is so good. Why waste the innings now? And because they say it's not serious.
Unless he's worried about playing in the All-Star game.
I guess. I mean, I think he'll still be an All-Star because his numbers at 9-0 and the ERA, I think he would. But can he pitch in the All-Star game if he hadn't pitched? I mean, that's kind of the thing.
You just show up. You wouldn't play.
He'd be named an All-Star and, you know, not go, or at least go tip your cap. I don't know how that would play out. But, yeah, a bunch of Astros will be represented in Miami at that All-Star game. But, yes, they did get the Astros' Lance McCullers back over the weekend. Pitched well in their Saturday night win.
Springer's still hitting home runs.
Springer dingers, and yeah, their lineup is loaded. All right, so we'll take your thoughts. You're good, you're bad, and you're ugly from a busy weekend. Here's a text from a Texas Tech fan. We were just talking about Big 12 Media Days a few weeks out, and we asked about our man Cliff Kingsbury, your guy who smells like a tossed salad. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's a freshly tossed salad. Not just a tossed salad, but a freshly tossed salad.
Like, just fresh, aromatic. We see him at Big 12 Media Days each year, and he just smells, looks. He looks.
I don't know.
Apart.
When you go by the salad area, like at Central Market and all that stuff, you look over, it's really green, really red, and really fresh. That's how he is. That's how that dude is. That's how he smells.
Yeah. Well,
Jet, it's incredible.
This guy on the Specs text line, Texas Tech fan, says Jet Duffy from Mansfield is the quarterback of the future in Lubbock. He'll redshirt this year, probably.
The Duster.
This year's quarterback will be Nick Szymanek. He'll be fine, but he's no Pat Mahomes. The offense will be fine. Problem, we all know, will be on defense. I agree that Kingsbury needs to win 8 to stay, but he'll only get 6
Bye.
And will be out.
Yeah, Nick Szymanek's not bad, by the way, boys. Kansas went into Lubbock last year, and they were tied with Tech in the third quarter. Mahomes actually got hurt.
Hold on, time out.
Are y'all picking that up on my mic?
Yeah, your door's open, and I think we're having our building on fire?
No, that's that thing.
Is it a drill?
They go on for like 3 minutes, and they stop. It's the fire.
Why we got these at 6:30?
It's just the time they can test them because there's no one here except
nobody's,
us.
Just us.
It's just us, and no one's in the building until...
Unless it's not a test.
Yeah, the fire alarm is going off. That's right. Thank you. Get out of the building. We should, right? What are we going to do?
It's off. We're good.
There you go.
Still seeing visions of this, that London Tower on fire.
But yeah, Mahomes, like, man, you know, they're going to miss Mahomes an awful lot, but...
They carried that team last year.
I just don't see them winning 8 games. I don't know where they can win 8 games. You kidding me?
This guy says, Kellner, shut the door.
How bad?
That's funny. This says, look up tossed salad in an Urban Dictionary. We're not doing
it.
No, we're not doing it.
I just said a freshly tossed salad.
I can't accept that.
There's no innuendos or anything else. It's a freshly tossed salad, period. That's it. I'm not looking up anything in any dictionary. I'm allowed to say that.
Why does it have to be a tossed salad? Why can't it just be a fresh salad?
Because you toss a salad. Don't you ever see the little bongs or tongs
toss
or whatever
it,
you use?
Toss it.
You toss it around. I do that at night when I make my freshly tossed salad.
With Kingsbury?
No, I don't know. I'm not going there.
Whoever's around.
It's Monday, and I'm not going there. I'm just being straight up. If you smell him, you'll understand. When he goes by you, believe me, BK, it'll make you turn back around.
Double take?
Yeah, I don't know if it's – I'm trying to figure out what he's wearing. It's not Jade East, and it's not the blue stuff like Cool Breeze or something. What is that blue stuff? Blue Lagoon or something that – Gaz used to wear. He wears something really different.
I think this year we'll ask him.
I'm going to ask that dude. Since it's his last year, what's he going to say?
Last time around.
Hey, coach, since it's your last year here,
what are you wearing?
Can you tell us what your scent is? What is that you're pouring onto yourself?
It's not musk. It's not any kind of musk oil or anything.
Who wears musk?
Giovanni. It's none of that stuff. It's something really different.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Good, bad, and ugly. That's kind of an ugly conversation. But Cliff Kingsbury, is he on his way out if he doesn't get it done this year. We got plenty of college football. We're 68 days.
What do you think of Coach Herman's? I mean, all of these he's not. I want him to hone in on some big guys. Is there just not any in the state of Texas? Are we? What's up with the wide receivers and the? I know he's getting a bunch of really nice athletes, but isn't this group filled with nice athletes at wide receiver?
Well, so far, I mean, he's got a quarterback. He's got two quarterbacks. He's got a lot of defensive backs in this recruiting class. He's got the linebacker. That's one of the thumper positions out of Missouri, which is important. But our friend Jeff Ketchum, of course, from Orange Bloods Radio, every day 1 to 3, and then, of course, at orangebloods.com. He's got his column on Sunday, the 10 Thoughts for the Weekend, goes into that it's just not a great year for offensive or defensive linemen in the state of Texas. This is not one of those strong years. So, you know, you're looking for linemen. You may have to go outside of the state to find the top players at that position. And that's the one thing that I would be encouraged by from a Texas fan about Tom Herman is he's willing to go outside the state to find the best players. They're going coast to coast. They've got commitments from kids from California, Kentucky, Missouri. They had one from Florida, Justin Watkins, but he just decommitted and is opening up his recruitment. But, you know, I don't follow, you know, high school recruiting nearly as closely,
no.
But it, by all accounts and by Jeff's column, it's not a great year for offensive linemen. So you got to find, but they have to find some. I mean, they've got to be able to play. You can't play 7-on-7, even though the Big 12 sometimes looks like a 7-on-7 game. If you're going to try to play for titles and big things, you've got to, you know, be physical up front. And
yes, you have to stop people.
Yeah, I mean, and play great defense at the lines of scrimmage. And look, Texas, I think outside of right tackle, feels pretty good about their O-line this year. And there should be some young depth at their offensive line that they have to develop. The Patrick Hudsons, the Denzel Okafors, the, you know, J.P. Urquidy's. I mean, these guys were all highly recruited players that you've got to coach up and develop for the future. But, yes, this class that has 11 now.
Just think, Ed, remember this. Last year they put up 10 more points than they did the year before. 10 more points, which is a lot of points. And I really expect them to put up more points even this year. And I know we're talking about missing a 2,000-yard rusher, but I think they have a better – offensive field. I think I'd bet offensive coaches than they've ever had.
Well, then that's Tom Herman's forte, right? And
right.
That's what you know, he believes he'll. But you're right. I mean, the defense is
got to stop somebody.
That's Todd Orlando's deal, and that's his job. And he showed he's a very aggressive coach at Houston. He was very physical. His teams were very, very physical. If you saw that game, we were at the game when they beat Oklahoma to start the season last year. That was a physical bunch that would come up and knock you and tackle, rap.
They had really solid linebackers,
yeah.
And linebacker depth that stuck in the hole. They had average defensive linemen except for that one guy who was a war daddy that was disruptive on not just a couple plays. That guy was disruptive on every time he was a disruptive force throughout that game. But they didn't have great defensive linemen. They had a couple really good solid linebackers.
Well, that's what you have to hope from Todd Orlando is he can get more out of this group than
out of Puna Ford and some of these other guys.
Well, I mean, there was, remember when Charlie Strong took over the defense last year from Vance Bedford? That was a confused looking group. I mean, they were blowing coverages all over the place. They didn't remember.
There's no pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, they everybody's pointing. Well, what about what? They didn't even know, didn't seem like they knew what defense they were in a lot of the times. And you know that's obviously the coaching side of things that can't happen. You've got to be more buttoned up. You know, Jason Washington in the defensive backfield. They've got to coach up those DBs and get more out of them. There's good talent back there in the secondary. There's good talent at linebacker.
They got to only give up about 28, 29 points. They can't give up 31. Or whatever they were giving up. Last, by the way, Texas Tech was giving up, I said 34. They were giving up 43 points a game. 43?
Yeah.
How are you going to win 8 games?
Yeah. I mean, typically championship teams hold their opponents to, you know, 14, 15 points per game. That's old school college football.
Yeah, that's the way
this
that
day
was.
And age, if you're somewhere between 21 and 26, I think you're going to be pretty good in this
you
conference.
You tell me, if you're giving up 21 points, you're going to win 10, 11 games
on
in
average,
this conference.
Obviously, against teams like, you know, San Jose State,
yes.
You should be able to hold them back, right?
Kansas.
Right, but Texas needs to be better on that side of the ball. There's any doubt about that, and that's where it stands. So you got this group this year, and looking to the future, yes, this recruiting class, which currently has 11 commitments, if you're going to get to 25, you better start adding some offensive line. And then obviously they know that. I mean, that's something that they're going to try to address here as they move forward. But yes, the class is 11 now, and it's two quarterbacks, it's three or four defensive backs, there's a linebacker, one offensive lineman. To the commitment right now for Texas.
Somebody's got it on the Specs text line. That's exactly what that smell is, I think.
Cool water.
It's in a blue bottle. It's real, real fresh. And if you put it on just the right way, it'll stick. But it's
Kingsbury?
It may be cool water. Because it's not Aquavelva. It's none of that. It's not Izod or any of that other stuff. I think it's cool water. BK, you ever try some cool water? You ever see it in the blue bottle?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
There you go.
I think that's it.
But I don't think he's. I think he's dabbing with it. You know what I mean?
You think he rocks on like that to the press conference and on the field and everything?
No, he wears it on the field. You know he wears cologne on the field. The guy doesn't just do that.
Impress the refs?
That's an everyday smell.
Hey, BK, I don't know if you saw this over the weekend or recently, but Kansas, school you grew up rooting for, you went to Texas, but Kansas, they're spending $300 million on their football stadium.
We're coming, boys.
$300 million. This isn't even like the basketball arena.
Is that what they're doing? Are they going to modify the dummies that they put in the stands that pretend they're people?
They don't even put dummies in there anymore. They just stopped trying a couple years ago. Nah, man.
Million, is that
test dummies in there?
These are the anomaly years. 2008, the Fiesta Bowl, that's the standard of Kansas football. Those years are coming, fellas.
That seems like,
you think they're coming back?
From my vantage point, that seems like the outlier.
These are the outliers.
That's when they had the little quarterback from Lake Travis.
Yeah, well, they had Mangino was eating the players or something, so I had to let him go.
He was too mean.
Jeez, he was being mean. In the closet. Oh, yeah. Mike Leach.
Kansas football spending $300 mil.
Where are they getting that money from?
From
basketball?
From the basketball team.
I'm telling you, that win over Texas, you know, we joke about it, but that was huge for them, boys. Huge for them.
Yeah, well.
Never happened.
That was like a bowl. That was like a BCS bowl victory for Kansas last year.
That was like their second win of the year.
Yeah, that was their second win in 4 years.
Don't even bring that back up. Wow, you're just depressing people on a Monday with that.
No, things are looking up. Things are looking up. You know, be positive. We'll get there. All right, good, bad, and ugly from the weekend. We'll take it from you, Jordan Spieth. If you missed it, we'll let you hear from him coming up in our headlines. We'll reset it. Lousy back nine, but gets to a playoff and does what Jordan Spieth does typically, provides some flair and some dramatics. We'll get to the Jordan Spieth story, Rangers Astros as well. We'll start to preview that college baseball series as well. It features two SEC teams, LSU and Florida, for the national title. So a lot going on. And a little college football, 68 days at the start of the season. We'll do that all the way through. It's B&E on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260. Streaming on the Horn app and always at hornfm.com.
B&E.
No truth to the this text that says the new name of the Kansas football field will be the house that Charlie Strong built. That's not true. That ain't true.
No, it's not, Coach.
Not true.
Not at all.
But a little college football on the brain because we're just outside 2 months of the start of the season, a couple weeks till the Big 12 media days, as we can really start sinking our teeth into to college football. And we'll get you the latest coming up on our Coach's Corner. Tom Herman landed another commitment over the weekend, but also lost one. We'll get you details. We're also kicking around Jordan Spieth and his win yesterday at the Travelers. Pretty exciting stuff as he becomes the only one other golfer has won 10 times before their 24th birthday since World War II, and that was Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, y'all, that's
him. He won 15 times before his 24th birthday. Jordan put his 10th on the board yesterday. And we talk about Jordan, you know, what's wrong with Jordan Spieth. People will text him, where is he in these majors? You know, he's so spoiled, folks, with what he did with that unbelievable, you know, first full year where he won the Masters, then won the U.S. Open, and then he had a look at the British, and you know, it was just so consistently good. We kind of knew that was, well, you can't keep up that pace. But still, before his 24th birthday, he's putting together what's going to be a Hall of Fame career in the sport of golf. And you saw again yesterday.
No, he's a Hall of Famer before he gets to be 30.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, and that's what you like about Jordan. He doesn't get too down on himself. He understands, as an historian of the game, how this goes and comes in waves. And I think at some point, you know, he'll put it together and he'll have another year like he had where he...
I still think he's got four Masters in him.
Four.
He's
just so comfortable in that. He should have had this year.
Yeah. I think he's got four Masters in him.
He should have had 2 years ago. He should have
had two.
She should have two green jackets. And, of course, that fateful 12th hole, which he's going to have to
figure out. And it's still crushing him.
It still crushed him again this year. But so we'll talk a little golf. We'll let you hear from Jordan Spieth coming up in our headlines at the top of the hour. And a little baseball in the brain as well.
Yeah, and football to me is there. I just, because I'm looking at this Longhorn team and I'm just, if they can do it, if Todd Orlando really can get this defense to play average football, I think this team really, you know, the guy who went to Vegas for me, I hope he got, I made a phone call to him, BK, but he may have been gone. I left a message with him about, you know, the 7.5 wins for Texas Longhorns, and I still think they win 9 games. But if they can just do anything, if these guys on defense could actually just come together and that first group and that second group just learn a little bit, I think offensively, I don't know how you're going to stop them. And as I said, you're missing a 2,000-yard rusher, but I really believe in what Tom Herman does offensively, that he doesn't need a dynamic runner. He just needs this young quarterback who's a sophomore to stay healthy and not get pummeled where a freshman comes in and they protect him. And this offensive line just do the thing. They didn't even use the middle of the field last year. They used half of a football field and scored 10 more points.
Yeah, well, that was Sterling Gilbert's young quarterback, young team, first year, first time offensive coordinator in the Big 12.
Right.
Obviously kept it very simple and vanilla, but as the season went on,
it stayed simple and vanilla.
People figured out simple and vanilla.
Yes.
And it became Deontay Foreman right and left and 50 carries here. But, yeah, I think it'll be a much more diversified offense. I think they'll put much more on Shane Buechele's plate, who, by the way, by all accounts, he was over at the Manning passing camp and won a couple of the contests. He's having a good summer. I think they're going to put a lot in Shane Buechele's basket as the quarterback. But at the same time, they've got to protect Shane Buechele because there's not much depth, or we know that there's not much depth at that position.
No.
The last thing you can have is your bet in Vegas. If Shane Buechele goes down,
that's a problem then.
Then you're turning to a true freshman who didn't play a lot of football as a senior in high school in Sam Ehlinger, who they think is going to be a really good player. But
not this year.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to put your hopes in a young guy like that, like you had to do last year. But it will be a much more diverse offense. I think the offensive line can be a strength that they can figure out right tackle. You've said over and over, this is the deepest group of receivers we've seen on the 40 acres.
Ever.
Really since
ever.
Maybe ever. I mean, go back to the Roy Williams, B.J. Johnson days when you see some of these guys, Colin Johnson and,
I mean, they've got inside receivers.
They got
two big outside receivers. They got a guy who struggled last year that should be better.
Right. So the offense will be more diverse, and there's a lot of playmakers.
Yes.
The big X factor to me, right tackle and Chris Warren. I mean, can Chris Warren replace Deontay Foreman? Can he stay healthy? Can he get his pad level low and run through people and become that dynamic runner you're talking about? Because I think we both think Kyle Porter is a really good player.
But he's not a great player.
But he can be one of those just unbelievably reliable
Just rely on him, yes.
Yeah. So you feel good about those two. And then beyond that, you got to get Kirk Johnson healthy and see what you've got there. They had the young kid, Tennille Carter, the freshman who played a lot in the spring game. And
Houston ran screens last year. There were dynamic screens.
Well, Catalon caught 80 balls.
Yes.
Out of the backfield, 80 balls. I mean, he was one of their primary weapons out of the backfield. Well, that's the thing. They make you – Tom Herman's offenses make you defend every area of the field.
That's right.
And, they put the ball in playmakers' hands. That's what he does. But he wants to be the most physical team on the field, too. So it's a power run game. Really, he would call it an NFL offense out of the shotgun is really what the power spread is in his mind. We'll see if they can replicate that here. Because if you can run the football, that's why I say Chris Warren is such a big X factor. Because if he can pound it the way Tom Herman wants to, it takes pressure off Shane Buechele. It makes things a lot easier on him, and it helps keep him upright
and
not taking those hits.
And the screens and things like that just keep people off balance. If they can get those things down, which they never even used last year, it just makes this offense, because you have talented players on offense, that much better. You just have to tell the defense, we don't need you to be great. We just don't need you to be bad.
We need you to be solid.
Yes. You just can't be bad. You can't be below average. Just be average.
Be an average defense.
Yes, just be an average defense. Be
and
Oklahoma State.
And have a couple of guys step up and have above average seasons on that side of the ball. Malcolm Roach, he could be an all Big 12 player. Malik Jefferson.
Malik Jefferson.
Good night. I mean...
play like you played your freshman year.
Right. Well, I think that's what the hope is with the new coaching staff and the attention to detail that's coming. Obviously, 68 days to Texas football. We'll talk about it with you. We'll hit more of that in our coach's corner. Also, we'll dive in. Our friend Kirk Bowles over at the station wrote a nice article about Skip Johnson over the weekend, the new coach at Oklahoma. Thought that was neat. So we'll dive into some of that in our coach's corner. Also, preview the college baseball championship series, which starts tonight. Also, reset your headlines. BK leads us through Hot or Not. And be careful out there. Slick streets, muggy conditions. It rained pretty heavily overnight in most parts of the listening area. So be safe as you get up and out here on a Monday. 26 June. Glad you're with us. It's 104.9. It's AM 1260. Stream it on the Horn app and always at hornfm.com.